Last summer, David Dickey, the farm's owner, partnered with Blue Wave Solar to build an array of nearly 11,000 solar panels directly over top of his farm. They cover 12 of the 30 total acres.
It's just interesting to be a new challenge. Basically, what we're going to do is work between the rows. Now the construction's done, now we can come in and do what needs to be done for the blueberries.
This unique farm is just one example of a burgeoning industry known as agrivoltaics, placing solar panels on productive agriculture land. Pilot farms like this are springing up all over the country, hoping to show how collecting sunlight on farms might improve agriculture and offer farmers a second source of income. But it's still too early to know how well it will work.
We're trying to figure out exactly what it would take to shift from growing in a field landscape where there's no obstruction. It's just a big field of blueberries.
Lily Calderwood is the University of Maine's Extension's expert in wild blueberries.
And then in this situation, there are rows of solar panels. So it's really shifting from a field crop to a row crop, which is a big shift to make.
Shading the plants and conserving water may potentially improve crop productivity. But no one knows for sure because it's never been done before. Calderwood is determined to find out. She is heading a 4-year research project, funded for the first year by Blue Wave Solar, to see if blueberries can thrive in the shade of a solar array.
This past year was the prune year, so no crop was harvested. And then next year, there will be a crop harvested, and the following year will be another prune year. Then the fourth year would be another crop year. So ideally, we would have 2 crop seasons of data to collect in a total of 4 years.
Calderwood is monitoring soil quality, moisture, and crop productivity at the farm. She hopes to create a new set of farming rules for power and produce marriage,